A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, December 13th, 2021. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19.
In his daily report, the Minister of Health reports that three people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 2,138 tested positive for coronavirus. More than 4,700 people have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year.
The ministry also reports that almost 4 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and nearly 3 million their second dose.
Zimbabwe has recorded over 167,000 cases since the outbreak of the disease in the country, and almost 130,000 have recovered.
In South Africa, President Cyril Ramaphosa tested positive for COVID-19 on Sunday. In a statement posted on the presidential website, the minister in the office of the president, Monli Kungubele, said Ramaphosa started feeling unwell after leaving the state memorial service in honor of former President F.W. de Klerk in Cape Town.
Ngukubele said Ramaphosa is in good spirit, but is being monitored by the South African Military Health Service of the South African National Defense Force.
Ngukubele said Ramaphosa, who is fully vaccinated, is in self-isolation in Cape Town and has delegated all responsibilities to Deputy President David Mabuza for the next week. Jonga.
Ongo wadiwa watereri ne watariri mchirongwa chedu che Live Talk nasi urumusi we muvuro zvita 13 December 2021. Tiriku kurukura pamusoro pedenda recovid 19 tirikuona kuti radzika zvakare midzi muZimbabwe nezuro vanhu vatatu vakashaya. Izvi zvakabva mumashoko akaziviswa nebazi rezveutano. Vanhu vatatu vakashaya kuchiti vamwe vanofanira kuita zviuru zviviri nezana nemakumi matatu nevasere 2138 vakavhenekwa vakaonekwa vaine denda irori. Tinoona kuti kubva patanga denda irori muZimbabwe, vanhu vanodarika zviuru zvina nemazana manomwe 4700 vabatwa necovid-19. Zviri kuratidza izvo kuti ndinourombo vafa necovid-19 kwete kubatwa necovid-19. 4,700 vafa necovid-19. Zviri kuratidza izvo kuti pari nhasi denda irori rinenge ratikwirei zvakare. Uwandu hwaakuwanikwa pari zvino hwakwira kudarika zvavachimboitwa mazuva apera. Bazi rakazivisawo zvakare kuti vanhu vangada kusvika mamiriyoni mana kana 4 miriyoni vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga. Excuse me. Kuchiti vamwe vangada kusvikawo mamiriyoni matatu vabayiwa nhomba yepiri. Tichakurukurawo pamusoro pekuwanikwa kwemutungamiri weSouth Africa vaSiru Ramaphosa vaine denda recovid-19. Izvi zvakaitika nezuro musi wesvondo. Mumashoko aburitswa nehofisi yavo vari kunzi aiwa vakatanga kusanzwa zvakanaka mushure mekunge vabva panyaradzo yevaive mutungamiri weSouth Africa wechichena wekupedzisira vaFW de Klerk yakaitwa muCape Town nezuro mangwanani. Tichinzwa kuti vaRamaphosa vati pavari kumbozvizorodza vari kwavo vega kana yatingatina isolation vambopa mabasa ekutungamira nyika kumutevedzeri wavo vaDebs Mabuza kusvika svondo rinouya. Gibbs.
Ye, kunjalo ke kunongokurira ngojonga kandemiri sisebenzisa sonke namhlanje khonapha uLive Talk lapho sikhangela khona ngokwenzakala emhlabeni wonke jikelele njalo lokwenzakala kule Zimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi kulabantu abathathu ababulewe yi-COVID-19 izolo. So kutsho ukuthi ke sokulabantu 4,738 asababulawa yi-COVID-19 kusukela nyakenye. Xa sisikhangela njalo ke kukhanya ngazani abantu abafika 2,138 bahlolwe izolo batholakala bele COVID-19. So uyakhanya sikuthi umkhuhlane lo uyamemetheka ngamandla kwele Zimbabwe. Kuyabikwa njalo ukuthi kulabantu abayi-214 abaphephe kumkhuhlane lo. Siyabona ukuthi umkhuhlane lo subambe abantu abafika 167,140 kusukela ngombimbitho nyakenye. Kwese kusithi ke abafika 129,776 abantu sebaphepha ku-COVID-19. Kunalokhu ke kuthiwa ngama-active cases abantu abaphila legciwane le-COVID-19 bafika 32,626. Ye, kuzobuya ke labo sebejovwe ijekiseni yakuqala bafika ke 3,956,020. Kuthi labo ke asebejovwe yesibili bafika ke ku 2 million Zimbabwe. So siyakhumbula ke ukuthi uRamaphosa uhambe emhlanganweni omkhulu kakhulu wathi khona ngale Senegal. Abantu bekhuluma khona ngakhona ukuthi ukuthi iCovid-19 ime njani. So ke bekwenza konke lokhu yebe beqokile phela izifunyo zabo lezi konoko ke okufakwayo lokunye okuthene. So siyabona kodwa ke ukuthi usesibhedlela khona ngale eCape Town. Ubehambe eCape Town khona ngale uRamaphosa ubuya hamba esikhumbuzweni sika FWT Clark. Sawazi wabhubha sele sikhashana nje epopulity yakhe. So ke singazi ukuthi ibambe ngaphi kusho kugongobele. You know, isiphatha amandla se-office yakhe. Uthi yeah, kodwa hayi ngani good spirits. Uyakhulukhuluma, uyahleka. Yeah. So kunjalo ke jonga. Xa sikhuluma ngakhona okwenzakala ke kwele Zimbabwe. Singazi ukuthi sebebuyile abanye kube ngakafiki khonapho. Wathi sizwe ke uRamaphosa ngamafitshane. Ekhuluma esemhlanganweni. We Senegal, where lapha attended kona umhlangano lo oqhathekileyo. So here he was complaining bitterly about the availability of vaccines. He says Africans are being cheated. You know, he wants Africans to actually produce and, you know, manufacture their own drugs. Here is what he said.
Now, I have personally really been disappointed in the approach that the rich countries have taken on the issue of vaccines. Firstly, they hoarded vaccines. They ordered more vaccines than their populations required. And when we wanted vaccines, they just kept, you know, giving us the crumbs from their table. And the greed that they demonstrated is something that is quite disappointing indeed.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Tinotenda. Ndotanga hamune kuti ntizwe kwamuri nemaonero enyu panyaya yekukwira kuri kuita wandu wevanhu vari kubatwa neCovid-19 uye kushaya munyika. Tikaona kuti kune vanhu vatatu vakafa nezuro vamwe vanodarika zviuru zviri 2000 vachiwanikwa vaine COVID-19.
Hongu, chirwere chevariant eOmicron mu COVID-19 chinoratidza kuti chinospreada kana kuti chinotapukira mune vanhu zvakanyanya kudarika mavariant mamwe ese. Izvi zvinosimbiswa netsvagurudzo iri kuuya ende yakawanikwa kubva apo chakawanikwa. Asi zviri kuitikawo zvakare ndezvekuti chiri kubata vanhu vazhinji. Asi vari kubatwa ava kana vari vanhu vanenge vakabaiwa nhomba vari kutaridza aya atinoti mild symptoms ndo zviri kuratidza data as compared kune vanhu vasina kubaiwa. Vasina kubaiwa vamwe vari kutoda kunge vachiiswa muzvipatara, vamwe vachizoita dambudziko rekufema. Saka ndo information iripo iye zvino. Saka chirwere ichi chinotapukira vanhu zvakawanyanyisa zvikuru. Saka chinonge chichidiwa ipapo ndechekuti vanhu vange vachiziva kuti chekutanga vakabaiwa nekungotevera zvatinogara kutaura pano, kusiya mukaa, kupfeka mamasks nekusanitize masurfaces atinenge tichishandisa.
So yes, Dr. Nyashano, we see that even in Zimbabwe, you know, so many people are getting sick and it's because of COVID. So why now? What is going on?
Yes, actually, it is because of the variant, the Omicron variant that has just been discovered. It spreads so fast, faster than Delta. So we are likely to have a lot of people getting sick. Actually, some studies from Oxford, which was done on modeling, you know, when they model in public health, like they look in front and say what might happen with this type of ailment. So they found that a lot of people are going to be sick, especially if people do not follow the rules and regulations that has been given out by public health practitioners. And this is why in Zimbabwe, the present moment, we are having quite a lot of people. And this is not only happening in Zimbabwe, even in Europe, a lot of people are catching the ailment. The only difference is that those who are catching the ailment following vaccination are presenting with mild symptoms as compared to those who are just getting it and have not been vaccinated. Such people at times they may need hospitalization.
Yes, yamuzwa lapha ke uDr. Nyashano uyakhuluma sibili ukuthi kumele abantu banqabele umkhuhlane lo okhona ngokugqoka phela ama mask la bangakhohlwa ukuthi kumele begqoke ama mask sonke isikhathi, kumele njalo be sanitize konoko ukuthi ke uyageza izandla nxa ungelakho konoko imsobho yamakhiwa lokho kugezwa ngayo ama sepa lawa. Kungangcono ukuthi usebenzise isepo ejayileyo ngokutsho kwamadokotela. So kuzobuya njalo nxa sokukhangelwa ukuthi kumele kwenziweni ebantwini. I-social distancing uthi qakathekile kakhulu, kodwa ukuthi-ke i-Omicron leyi imemetheka ngamandla emhlabeni onke jikelele, ngakho-ke kumele limuke ngakhonoko. Jonga
ndizozo Dr. Nyashano, munotiyo nekubatwa kwemutungamiri weSouth Africa vaine denda iroro reCOVID-19, tichiona kuti vakawanda vanenge vachitarisira kuti munhu akaita semutungamiri wenyika, munhu anenge achitora angazi pachirungu maprecautions akasimba ekudzivirira COVID-19, and also munogona kuti nechirungu neshona pamwe chete. Some people are also saying if you are vaccinated, they don't expect you to get this COVID-19 again.
Okay, so I will say, regarding the infection of Omicron on the president of South Africa, actually what we need to know is that this COVID-19 can actually infect anybody. However, it is very important that we take precautions, but taking precautions is not 100% that we will be protected. At times, the moment we compromise that, or the moment we come closer to other people who might be infected, as you can see, it is said that he became infected following a big gathering that he attended. And that is very normal in public health, and you will have such things. Looking at it as well, it's also an encouragement for people who are in leadership to declare this, that I have lived experiences of such things, and that can actually help those who follow to take precautions. Normally, we have the leadership that does not actually agree with an ailment and will not even say whether they've been attacked or not. So coming out clear like what President Cyril Ramaphosa did is very important, and it also acknowledges the importance of getting vaccinated. He is vaccinated, and it also encourages people to also follow the rules and regulations that govern public health.
Etaura inashona tizwe.
Ehe, kubatwa kwe mukuru we South Africa ne COVID-19 achisi chinhu chitsva. Munhu wese anogona kubatwa mumashure mekunge asvika pane gungano rine vanhu vangange vaine chirwere ichi chobva chamutapukira. Asi zvatinokurudzira ndezvekuti nguva dzese tinenge tichifanira kunge takazvidzivirira. Chinhu chakanaka futi chakaitwaona vaSirio Ramaphosa chekuti vakaudza nyika yese kuti aiwa indabatwawo nechirwere ichi. Izvi zvinoita kuti vanhu vazive kuti chirwere ichi chiriko zvechokwadi, nekuti kune vamwe vanhu vanoti aiwa hakuna zvinhu zvakadero. Uyezve zvinoitawo kuti vamwe vanhu vasati vabatwa vange vachitevera nzira dzekuti vange vasingabatwi nechirwere chakadai.
Asi kubuda pachena kwaitwa nava Ramaphosa ikoko, munoona here kuchibatsira kuti vana veSouth Africa pamwe nevene dzimwe nyika vange vachitora matano ekudzivirira COVID-19?
I think ndinofunga kuti zvinobatsira zvikuru, nekuti vanhu vakanzwa kuti kana uya munhu watinoziva atobatwawo, nekuti vaSirio Ramaphosa munhu anozikanwa. Ndingati worldwide munhu anozikanwa, continent wide in Africa. Saka izvozvo zvinoita kuti vanhu vazive kuti munhu watinoziva uyu abatwawo. Saka chirwere ichi chiriko, naizvozvo ngati zvidzivirirei.
Maybe you can do the same in English. Do you see that as a deterrent in bring awareness to people of South Africa or even Zimbabwe and other countries that if a president can contract that virus or disease, I have to take precautions?
Oh, definitely. Cyril Ramaphosa is a well-known president in Africa as a continent and across the world. And so people really seeing somebody that they've known and seen over a protracted period being infected by COVID-19, it really hits home in reality that, oh, this infection is real. It has now attacked the person I know, and not to withstand that this person is of high standing. And so it has no favor, or anyone can be attacked. So probably coming out of the president of South Africa is also going to actually encourage all these young people and everyone else to say that let's go for vaccination and also continue to adhere to the public health rules and the regulations to make sure that the contraction is minimized.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dr. Nyashano. Unless if Gibbs has something to say.
Yeah, yes, one last question, concerning vaccinations. So as Chonga asked a similar question, but my question goes like, at the end of the day, there are some people who are now saying, even if you are vaccinated, it doesn't make sense now. If you are vaccinated, you also, get COVID. So what assurance can you give to the public in terms of the use of these vaccines?
Okay, so we want to make this clear to everyone. If you are not vaccinated, you will get COVID-19. If you are vaccinated, you can also get COVID-19. Here are the advantages. If I am vaccinated and I get COVID-19, it is likely to be mild. I am not going to be hospitalized, or I am likely not going to struggle to breathe because I've got some defense in me that has been taken from the vaccine. If you get COVID-19 and you are not vaccinated, you are vulnerable to hospitalization. You are also going to have difficulties in breathing. That is most likely. Not everyone who is not vaccinated will need hospitalization, but it has been established that the majority of those who are not vaccinated, when they are attacked by COVID-19, they may need hospitalization and sometimes resulting in death. And this, yes.
Yeah, so siyamuzwa ke lapho uDokotela uyakhuluma sibili. Uthi ke uvaccinate wakumbe ukuhlatshwa ejection. Kunqede ukutheni ke abantu inxa sohlatshwa konapho. Wenelisa ukuthi uzivikele ukuthi ungayisibedlela. Lokuthi ke ungavaleke sifubeni kakhulu. So uthi hayi kuyanceda kakhulu. Kodwa nxa ungavaccinatwanga wenelisa ukuthi uyehlaliswa esibedlela engxenye yokugcina usiba le problem inkinga enkulu khona ngale. So sike sizwe ke silobaba uBongani manje uMkhwananzi. Siyeza umntwana sekhala lapho. Kumbe sokuthena uMkhwananzi senxeba umntwana.
And also there was something that I wanted actually to address that has been asked me by one of the listeners in the moment.
Yes, go ahead, yes.
Yes, yes. When you are fully vaccinated, it doesn't mean that you are not going to die if you are attacked, but your chances are minimal. Munhu kudzingwa mofiye mukono zvazvinoita ndezvekuti panenge paine mumwe munhu anenge aine atinoti ma underlying problems. Munhu iyeye chero akabaiwa kana uine ma underlying problems, you are likely to be more affected by COVID-19 despite being vaccinated. But when you take it as an advantage, being vaccinated is better than not being vaccinated, because there are a good number of people who have underlying problems and who have prevented themselves from severe attack by COVID-19.
Yes, so I think that has been fully explained. So your last word, because you said you'll be here just for a few minutes. Go ahead.
So my last word, we are getting into Christmas. Please let us look after ourselves. Let's make sure that we sanitize the surfaces, we cover our faces, and we also make sure that we leave a distance between ourselves, respect social distancing, be happy. Christmas kwa muri, tatenda zangu.
Thank you very much, Jesse, and have a nice day.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. So loge umnumzana udokotela ikade sikhuluma la ke udokotela Matthew lapha into ayikhulumayo basically jonga ukuthi unga vaccinatewa uba kahle, you know, ubengazani enxenye ngokudlalo wasuzokubulale ngokuphangiphangisa kodwa kukhona ukuthi isifubeni lapho ukuthi ugcwalelana kuba ngcono kuzobuya njalo lokuthi uyesibhedlela no umuntu ungahlala even ekhaya ugcina urecover. So ikukhuluma kwakhe sokuthi yiyo i-advantage yokuthi nxa suhlatshiwe. So uthothanyashani ukuthi lokhu kubuya khona mpha esitshela ngezinto ezinje. Siyabonga kakhulu. So uthi sibone ke kulo baba uBongani Mkhwananzi la ukhona khona lapho kwe-South Africa sike sizwe ukuthi uthini ngakhona kokwenzakala kula maphosta lokuthi abantu bathini khona ngale. Welcome to the program, Mr. Mkhwananzi.
Thanks, Gibbs. Thanks, Joga. Thanks to the listeners.
Thank you very much. So we've heard that President Ramaphosa has been hospitalized. So what's your reaction to what is going on there, and what has Zimbabwe been saying? You know, basically about his fate. You know.
I heard the president caught COVID-19. I really haven't paid too much attention to the reactions of people. Well, we do hear though on social media people saying, well, what's the point if he's vaccinated and catches the disease, etc., etc. But I must say I've steered away from that conversation myself.
Yeah, so I was telling you what about njengoba uRamaphosa sesibhedlela siyabona ukuthi izolo ubanjwe le COVID wahanjiswa ke military hospital kodwa ukuthi awukhangele njalo uyabona lapha into azenzayo. So wena ukubona njani khonoku kwanza kwakhe esibhedlela bathina abantu?
Hayi, umongameli weSouth Africa yena kuyashiyompela ukuthi ubanjwe i-COVID nakho kubhaliwe ngabakhulumeli bakhe neziphathi inkulumo zakhe ukuthi hayi ubanjwe i-COVID kodwa ke akutshengisi kubi, kuyikutshengisa nje ukuthi imbambile nje positive. Yebo ke siyabezwa abanye bayakhulukhuluma lapha ezinkundleni zokuxoxa, abanye bayayisola nje into yonke ye-vaccine ukuthi kanti vele manje umsebenzi wakhona ukuphi ngoba nanku phela uvaccinethile isimbambile. Abanye ngabakhuluma lokhu lalokhu, uyazi inhlangothi chikisana rapa ngokuti ukubanjwa nokungabanjwa kwecovid ebantwini abavaccinated nokungabi vaccinated kuyimpikiswano enkulu. Njengoba ngike ngatsho ngesingisi ukuthi bathe uma bezixoxela ngendaba yonake mina ngakhetha ukuyibalekela ngoba nami nginembono yami engaqondananga leqembu engilimele.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Jonga, maybe you can pose the question to Mr. Nkonanze.
Maybe my question is not directly linked to President Cyril Ramaphosa, but to Zimbabweans in South Africa. How are they doing? Because in Zimbabwe, in the country, we have heard that many people, they've like given up on these COVID-19 restrictions and measures to the extent of just going about doing their business as usual without taking precautions. How are people in South Africa doing?
Look, there is a bit of complacency in terms of how people were more active in the earlier days in terms of washing hands, sanitizing, and all this. You can now see some people who just maybe pass the sanitization booths at the entrances of the shop. I think there is now pandemic fatigue. People are a bit exhausted about this whole thing, and perhaps they wish it could just go away.
So now looking at what you are saying, is it not dangerous for people to actually abandon some of these regulations, WHO, sanitization and stuff?
I think if I'm actually going to have to say, after almost 2 years of a pandemic and various stories that are changing and some unscientific things that are being said and some unscientific things that are being used, people will get to a point where the urgency of the matter will erode from their minds, because they start to question a lot of things, a lot of directives, a lot of these regulations, what motivates them. People start to make all these questions. But the reality is that there is a pandemic. It's a very lethal pandemic. Infected people can actually succumb to the pandemic. So the complacency, while it's there, would still encourage people to understand that, look, the pandemic is not gone. But we also would encourage the scientists and the people who actually are in control of how people should do this and that to also put reasoning into this. I have called upon all stakeholders, in particular the government, and the governments to say, look, maybe we're fixing the wrong thing here. What we should be fixing is the medical infrastructure. In 2 years, surely we should have enough hospitals that will cater for people that have severe cases and start to ease society back into lives. Herd immunity, as it has always been called, does not necessarily have to come from a vaccine. People who actually catch this disease have a 96.7% recovery rate, meaning actually a lot of people might have already caught this disease thus far. And we should not continue to use these fear-mongering tactics. Now, do not mistake that I'm saying there's no pandemic and I'm saying it's not dangerous, but we seem to be dwelling on the wrong facet of fixing this issue. Hospitals, medical facilities are the primary thing that we should actually be dealing with to say, look, the people who catch this disease might, and the doctor was keeping saying, using the words may, or likely, they might have severe like reaction from the disease. Therefore, when they face that, what do we need to do? We need, what kind of medication do we need to give them? What kind of hospitalization style do they need? Do they need ventilators? China did this. In a week, they built a huge medical facility that was totally dedicated to COVID-19. They shut down an entire province, but they made sure all the people that they were dealing with had a new facility that was completely dedicated to this. We have not heard too many stories of mortalities from China. Surely, if we are serious about healthcare, we should even emulate the example of China. I see our governments going the military route, giving soldiers guns to patrol the streets against virus. It's a bit ridiculous to me because you are saying we are here to enforce you to go and lock down, but that money could actually build a hospital. I can tell you of a hospital here in Jabulani that was built in 2006. If prices were inflated, maybe it would not be more than 30% now. It was built at 200 million. How much money was spent to deploy soldiers on the street for what? I think we should have a conversation with authorities to say, guys, we understand there is a pandemic and we understand the severity of this thing. But the approach might cause more damage than good, because the more people get complacent and start to let go and start to not to believe what they're being told, which has been researched, they will start to do whatever they wish. And then when these new other variants come, the attacks, we don't know how they will, people will then react. But when people have suffered this thing and they think, okay, fine, let's just live as we used to live, it will become a problem. And restricting them will just create a situation where they circumvent your restrictions in private somewhere.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in...
I must say, I thought I was coming here for a very...
Yes, we know, for a short time, yes.
For the issue that is now spreading panic in South Africa and journalists and other people...
Yes, we're coming to that.
Okay, I can't address that now because I will need to leave.
Oh, okay, you can address it right away. So we are told that there are some regulations that have been changed in South Africa. Concerning these payments. What's going on now?
So there is a directive that has been put out by the Department of Home Affairs at their website, the Department of Home Affairs website. And like we have said before, that is the best source of information. Directive 11 is revoking Directive 10. Now, a directive is an internal and affected people's informational, which would say a policy decision has been made upstairs. A department now has to formulate an implementation strategy for that policy. Mm-hmm. The directive number 10 was talking to ZTP holders that those that are able to move to other permits should start moving and have receipts that prove that they have started to move by the 31st. And the secondary was the travel directive. I think the directives as written, I could actually read them out. But what people must then understand is that this is not the revocation of the cabinet decision. People are making a mistake there. This is a departmental directive which must be heard by all Department of Home Affairs officials. Then that is the one, yes. So that one, if you read the travel restrictions, the directives, it will explain how the Department of Home Affairs expected its officials to handle ZTP holders, how the Department of Home Affairs expected organizations and institutions to handle ZTP holders. They are revoking this. There's been representations that have been made where things have been raised, including police clearance issues that we're likely to face, where people now have to go and find ZIM police clearances. On the VFS website, where there's other permits, people there's conditions there that would have made that it becomes nearly impossible for people to actually manage to get receipts and stuff, because people are still in limbo as to what permits to move to. And like we have said, we are still having engagements on how people should move so that we inform our people correctly. So we would like to welcome the directive revoking these instructions to to the Department of Home Affairs officials across all their offices and ports of entry, and the instruction that had been given to institutions, for example.
So briefly now, can you put it in point form? What is the new revision? 1, 2, 3, 4. Briefly.
One, there has been no decision to turn around the policy decision by cabinet. That is one. People must understand this. The policy decision by the government of South Africa still stands as it is, that the government has decided not to renew the ZEPs.
Mm-hmm.
As things stand, I'm not saying this will not change or it will change. As things stand, people must understand that directive has got nothing to do with the global policy that was made by the cabinet. Now, when a policy is made to a department, the department must make provisions on how it's going to implement that policy. Those are the directives that were given on Directive 10 to say, one, institutions must understand that there is a 12-month window period where people will be transitioning. But during that period, the directive was those people must produce receipts to show that they have started to migrate. So that has been revoked. So now institutions must understand that they shouldn't expect you to be carrying the receipt already. This is as far as we understand, as far as we have inquired. Directive 2 included travel and how people who have traveled would be treated at ports of entry, where ideally after you leave, you would have been considered as someone who did not have any permit, so that when you come back, you are also processed as someone who does not have a work permit, therefore maybe given 90 days or whatever days that you would have given. That has been revoked. The consequence of these revocations, we are still not yet clear in terms of travel. What will it mean? We expect that then the Department of Home Affairs will issue a clearer directive on how this whole process will unfold. So let there not be misleading of people out there where people are now saying, no, the government has turned around the decision. No one knows that yet. If the government is going to turn around that decision, it's going to be announced by cabinet as it was announced by cabinet. The directives of the Department of Home Affairs relate to how the processes will be implemented by its officials. Now they are giving this info for us, the affected, to know that they have revoked these directives. What is the consequence of this? We don't know because there's no new directives. So we are at a square one where we were told permits revoked. Okay, now what? All right, these are the directives. This is how it's going to happen. Now it's not going to happen as they had prescribed. They likely are going to give another directive into how this process will then unfold. Then we can take it from there.
Joga.
Wongu Gibbs, ndofunga mfunzo mkuru, nekuti ndatenge ndishuwa nao, vana wangwachi ntumira mfunzo. People were sending questions, and some were actually rejoicing, thinking that the government has dropped the decision that was made on November 25 by the cabinet, decision to not to renew the permits. But thank you, Mr. Mkwananzi, for explaining. Maybe what people may want to know is, as of today, if someone wants to travel and say go out of the country, he can just use his expired permit as long as the Home Affairs Department is aware that this permit is valid until 31st December 2022 for the 12 months that they gave the grace period.
Yes, and I hate to say that answer and say yes, but the problem is the directives, while they've been revoked, there's no new directive on how someone will be processed after the 31st. I would discourage people to start to make certain decisions because of this revocation. We will still pursue the Department of Home Affairs to understand what is the implication to someone who then travel because they have a 12-month grace period. Then we will issue out statements as we usually do as the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. I think we have proven that we were truthful and we always give people the correct information. We are making representations like we have promised that we are making representations. There's a lot of other groups and organizations that are doing whatever they can to fix this situation. So we will definitely come back to the people. We'll be circulating some statements on our WhatsApp group explaining this directive, but I fear getting myself entangled into someone's buying a ticket and going back home and then coming back, finding themselves marooned. It will be problematic. I would advise, can people perhaps wait for another directive? We will also inquire. The chairman has already written letters to the Department of Home Affairs to get them to give us more clarity on this directive. We have spoken to some officials who have explained what a directive is versus a policy decision. So at this stage, policy decision not revoked. How the policy was going to be implemented is what has been revoked.
Yeah, yes. Just Gibbs, before you chip in,
yes.
We understand your organization was also in discussion with the government and traditional leaders. Do you think this has anything to do with this latest decision?
Yes, in
Yes, so ke akutsho
ujoka ngesiki
umthele
isishona ujoka
online
bathi in English jonga we say I would do a direct Ndebele translation. You cannot beat a drum and clap for yourself. And we say a pig cannot be hidden in a sack. It will reveal itself.
Yeah, it can cry.
Yes, in the middle of the Queen, you go to Kuya Mantu, who's over the Vokiwe. Who far going up, Mafchan?
So far, Mafichan, Owen Zagala, Woody, Utamoti, Home Affairs, Marcel Piwe, Umlaezo, Woody, Abba Party, who cabinet, Bafun, Uba, Banjanutaba. Luyaba lwenhlelo nendlela yokuthi lubamba kanjani lolu daba in terms of imilayo elinika abaphathi balo kuma offices na kuma ports of entry. Yiyo into ebizwa kuthiwa i-directive eyabe ivela ku-Home Affairs. Kumanje nje i-Home Affairs sikhiphe i-directive number 11 esula u-directive number 10. U-directive number 10 into ade ikhuluma ukuthi abantu abakade beku ZTP sekumele by 31st bese be produce ama receipt kuma organizations ukuthi sebeqalile uku applyela ukwenzela lawo ma organizations nabaqhathi nani bebekwazi ukuthi lo muntu usaselelungelo for the next 12 months ukuthi abe phakathi nelizwe esazama ukuthola elinye iphepha kodwa sebekususile lokho nendlela abantu ade bezohamba ngazo ngaphandle komngcele ama travel conditions sebekususile la. Kodwa lokho akutsho ukuthi sekususwe isinqumo esiphezulu sikahulumende esithe asiwa renew lawo maphepha. Yebo ke ngoba ingxoxo vele zikhona ukuthi kwenziwe njani ngalolu daba. Sesingathola ukuthi bazama ukuthi kulungiseke lokho. Sikuye sithi thina abantu bakithi njengoba sihlala sitho hlalani phansi lethi samaphaphu lilinde kuphiwe enye i-directive ezochaza. Njengoba ngishilo u-chairman wethu uNgabuto Mabhena useyibhalile vele incwadi ebuzisisa kahle kahle ukuthi i-directive lezi kanti ngoba sezisusiwe zingekho ezinye abantu kumele benze njani. Njengenjwayelo sizozibhala ke futhi izitatamende sizithumele kuma-groups ethu lapho abantu esijwayele ukuphumana khona sibaphendule imibuzo ngalokho esikwenelisayo. Sesibuzabuzile ukuthi sichazelwe i-Home Affairs ukuthi i-directive kuyini, i-policy kuyini, basichazele ukuthi hayi akutshintshwanga isinqumo esivela phezulu, kutshintshwe indlela i-Home Affairs ezophatha ngalo lolu daba. So abantu bangabhala amanga lapho esesiwabona sokuthiwa i-South Africa isibuyele emuva kuthe kwathi hhayi okwamanje i-Home Affairs ithi yona hhayi indlela ade sizoyibamba ngayo le ndaba sisayimisile manje siyayisula ngoba kunezinye izinkinga ezivelayo esike saza-addressa ukuthi kunjenje ma umuntu efuna ukumuva kuye kwenye i-permit kulama-requirements for example i-police clearance evela kwele Zimbabwe okuyinto engeke ibe lula ukuthi umuntu ayenelise ukuyithola kusatsha u-31st ngoba sokumele ahambe ayefika eZimbabwe a-apply ayenze ama-fingerprint khona le Harare aphinde alinde isikhashanyana kwewe isikhathi sesimphelele so ngezinye zezinkulumo ade zike zalethwa kumhlangothi ukuthi hayi mhlangothi phela nanzelela ukuthi lapho into le izosixaka so siyathaba lathi ukuthi kukhanya kungathi kuyalalelwana akabantu abaphole mani bathatazela sizama uncenga ncenga ilungiswe le ndawo
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ke siyabonga ungajinela kusasa siyaba sokumele ugijime so babayi uhambe kuhle ba
siyabonga siyabonga edube siyabonga kubalaleli
ye siyabonga kakhulu bye so sojonga kwe kodwa nomthandazo Kumbazana she's in Mumbai India so maybe you can go ahead and pose a question while we're still looking for Joneso Mpofu, she is in Arkansas. It's a place which was actually devastated by tornadoes. So we are still trying to get hold of her. But in the meantime, let's chat to Nkomazana while I'm looking for Joneso.
Welcome to our show, Ms. Nkomazana.
Thank you, Mr. Jonga, for letting me be in the program. And thank you to all the viewers and listeners.
Thank you so much. You know what I like most? The way you explain things. You simplify everything. You know, people can understand how COVID is ravaging or is being contained in Mumbai. I think you can continue with that. How is the situation now? Because as we see here in America, in Britain, in Zimbabwe and other countries, the figures are rising. The positive cases are rising. How is the situation in India?
In India, I don't know, but in Mumbai, nothing is alerting yet. It's only that the flights going to the southern parts of Africa is being halted. Mm-hmm. But generally, everything else is normal. No social distancing, but masks are always compulsory in public transport and all. And everything else is running as normal as possible. Nothing alerting yet.
Okay. And
only the flights.
Mm-hmm. Only the flights.
Yeah.
So there's no quarantine, no isolation?
Nope, not yet.
Yes.
Right, Jonga, can you hold on 1 second? I think I've got Joni, so Mpofu. Hello, Mpofu. I think she has got challenges with her phone.
Yeah.
Because we're told that in a place where she is, you know, it was really devastated by a tornado, 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we will still try to get hold of her, but the numbers are problematic. Yeah, continue with the Kumbazana. I'm still trying to get her.
Oh, yeah, she was explaining. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, as I was saying, in Mumbai, there's nothing alerting yet because everything else is still running smoothly as in since the lockdown has been eased. There is no change up to date. Especially with this new variant that is being said, I'm actually glad to tell you that in Mumbai we have not been affected yet, as yet. I've never even heard India as a whole.
Are you planning to travel this festive season?
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. That's one of the best precautions, you know, someone is to take.
Yes.
So ke akusithele khona ngapha ukuthi eIndia kuhamba njani ngoba siyabona ukuthi kwezindawo hey Omicron lay inganibambile. So lapho abantu abapaniki kume njani?
Dube abantu lapha baziphelele nje into yonke yenziwa nje njengenjwayelo. Ayikho into ukuthi angizange ngizwe ukuthi Omicron sisivakatshele lapha. Mhlawumbe ivakatshile kwezinye indawo but angikezwa. IMumbai yonke into ihamba njengendlela amamask afakwa masigibela ama public transport public cause manje mawuhamba nje emgwaqweni ungafaka ngimask bayawufinda so sifaka nje otherwise yonke into ingani isapholile kwamanje
siyabona ukuthi ngona ukunxa ukukhuluma ngokugqoka amamask lezinto ezinjalo abantu sebezisebenzela kumbe lisebenza nzima khona pa Nkomazana.
Ngama mask tu.
Ngithi lisebenza nzima kumbe liyasebenza silo kuzwayo.
Hayi siyasebenza. Ngoba ngendlela engikubona ngakho izwe omunye esithi khona angisakwazi ukuthi umbani kodwa othe the pandemic is real. Ngombono wami angicho ukuthi COVID-19 ayikho, ikhona, but ayisiyo pandemic, yiplandemic. Ngoba ngendlela esibona ngakhona, ngendlela izinto ezibekwa ngakhona, is sitshelwa into yokwenza. Africa must do this, South Africa must do this, this country must do this. There's a directive coming from somewhere, there is a command. Bekunjani ukuthi njenge Africa sinama scientists amahle kakhulu afundileyo mostly. Bekunjani ukuthi Africa yona izitholele yona, is isolatele yona i COVID thing virus leyo, is itaditshele yona, izilungisele yona ivaccine yokuyibulala leyo nto. Kulokuthi silokho sinikezwa yonke into ibuya, njengoba umongameli weSouth Africa echilo ukuthi sinikezwa amafufu, ama breadcrumbs. Kungiphatha kabi kakhulu ukuthi siphongutshelwe into yokwenza. Thathani ivaccine liyathatha, yenzani lokhu liyayenza. Kodwa libona ukuthi into esiyitshelwayo kahle kahle ayikho. Into nje ebuya kuthiwa yenzanini lokhu, yenzanini lokhu. Ayingiphathi kahle Dube, ngoba masibona umongameli weSouth Africa fully vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Everywhere lapha ngimbona khona endabeni uhlala ele mask. Kudala thina sasitshela ukuthi ma uzovaccinate uvikela umkhuhlane Dube. Hayi, uzama ukuvikela, hayi, uvikela umkhuhlane. Sasihlatshwa la ama BSG, sihlatshwa ama polio, sizange sibanjwe ipolio. IBSG ansakwazi ukuthi ichoni kodwa. Kodwa uma sizatshela ukuthi ngifake ivaccine, ngihlatshwe ijekiseni ezoyenza ngibanjwe icorona futhi. What's the point kahle kahle? Ngangcono ngivumele amasotsha wami omzimba ashane naleyo COVID-19, kungehlula kuhlule. Ngoba bekune interview ku Fox News
kancane. Sikuzwise ukuthi udokotela uthini ngakho konke lokhu. Siyakwazi ukuthi ngasungela kuba Fox News ngale, siyawu-understand ukuthi kuhamba njani. Kulabanye ama-media angavumiyo vele ukuthi kule COVID, labanye avumayo. So sime kancane khonapho uzwe-ke udokotela Solwayo Ngwenya ukuthi uthini ngakhonokho. Lalela lapho uzwe.
Umkhuhlane lo webhubhane lwe-coronavirus usubuye usuyibhubhiswane okuthiwa i-Omicron, hhayi kuyamemetheka kwamagama, sake sikubone lokhu, unamathela umanamathela isasibili. Yikho siyaxwayisa abantu ngaphandle ukuthi lolu bhubhiswana luyenziwa ukuthi abantu bayalokhu besenzisa iminye eminye benamathelana nxa beseduze lapha ubhubhisana olumemetheka khona. Yikho nxa bengazange batshintsha izenzo zabo, ubhubhiswana lolu luzabe lokhu lumemetheka lusiya phambili. Ubhubhiswana lolu vele sakhuluma kudala, yikona lokho okumele bakwenze abantu, bagqoke ama-face mask, bengayenzisi iminye emine, ngoba okwakathesi ubhubhiswana lolu lwe-Omicron lolu lunamathela okwamagama njengoba ngishilo. Yikho kumele bengahambisi iminye emine, siyabona edrobheni lapha kugcwele abantu lokho besenzisa iminye emine, yikho lokho elumemetheka lusiya phambili. Kathesi siyaxwayisa abantu abangasebenziyo ukuthi bahlale phansi, bengavuki behamba behamba, behlale phansi. Kumele babone ukuthi ubhubhiswane lolu luzaphetha ngani. Ngoba nxa abantu belokhu bengalaleli into ezikhulunywayo, hayi kathesi ubhubhiswane lolu lubi kakhulu, luzabulala abantu abaningi.
So there you are, that's Dr. Professor Solwayo Ngwenya. He went further to say this.
Lapha siyaxwayisana ukuthi lo umkhakha lo kuthiwa i-Omicron lo, lanxa umuntu ehlatshiwe akutsho ukuthi kawuzuzi lo umkhuhlane, uyangena lo-Omicron labantu abahlatshiweyo, abavaccinethwe, labantu abangavaccinethwanga. So abantu bonke kumele baziphathe, ngoba asikwazi ukuthi uzabulala abantu bonke yini abavaccinethwe labangavaccinethwanga. Kodwa kwakathi sesikubonayo ukuthi uyanamathela umuntu wonke. Siyaxwayisa abantu bakithi ukuthi linazelele lapho lihamba khona. The Omicron variant is a very new variant and it's very sweeping in its path. It is spreading very fast. It is infecting people who are vaccinated and those who are not vaccinated. So everyone is at risk of catching it. Please, we would like to advise people to be extremely careful whether they are vaccinated or not, to follow the WHO guidelines on preventing this coronavirus. Otherwise, we don't know what will happen when people fall sick, whether they will be vaccinated or not vaccinated, or their lives will be at risk or not. But I can tell that we are seeing a lot of people that are vaccinated also being infected by this new wave. So please take a serious consideration. It appears to attack anybody on this path. Doesn't discriminate.
So that is Dr. Sola Ngwenya. He actually talked to us here about this issue, this particular issue that we're talking about. So he had asked me to call him, but the phones have not been going through. So maybe he may come in for a few minutes to actually explain some of these things. And he says it's very concerning that COVID-19 is actually spreading fast, especially this new variant, Omicron. So he's actually telling people to be very careful about that, what they are doing. You may get sick even if you are vaccinated. But he says, if you were like what Dr. Nyashan was saying, if you are vaccinated, you stand a chance of not being hospitalized. I think I've got Dr. Ngwenya, Professor Ngwenya with me here. I think maybe he's in a place where he cannot respond now. So maybe I'll try him again. We are only remaining with 2 minutes to go, but I believe that maybe he's in theater right now. So let's leave it at that. Go ahead, Jonga.
Muzare Ngomazana, ndofunga nisho na wanagona kutana mgurafuti.
No, she's...
Gibbs, rengamazana mgure. Now she can't go ahead. Okay, your last word in English, because Gibbs
didn't want you to talk in Shona. Chageskyo.
Okay, I would actually, previous gentleman had said, Uwuti, we would rather have our governments look at other options. Like what the Chinese government did, actually, they actually fast tracked the defense system for that COVID-19. Because earlier there was some solutions that were presented to the world, but apparently they were turned down. Bavala lao inzam suka kweminye in ama countries like Madagascar and all my solutions are manning up. We are those that were proven to be effective to the COVID-19, but what kuzelelwa kwavalo bengifisa ngabe ama governments ethu ayabona ama alternatives abonwa yi China. Most of the people that are being vaccinated, especially lapha India, there was once hospital phansi kwami lapha, it has been closed because most of the patients that appeared in that hospital, all of them, they were vaccinated. So I think the hospital board, or they were overwhelmed or something, I don't know. So the hospital is totally closed because they didn't know what to do if the vaccinated were the ones that are actually full in that hospital. So governments were too. We've got very, very talented scientists, very intelligent scientists in the Southern Africa, in Africa as a whole, that we can get something else that can prevent our people, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, to catch it. Or our scientists to get the effective vaccine that will actually prevent the COVID to attack the vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. But, go ahead.
Ndofunga Gibbs ndingangotsanangura hangu zvataurwa namuzvare kuti nyaya iripo ndeyekuti dai pawanikwa nzira dzekuti vanhu vadzivirire denda sezvambotaurwa nemutauri abva kutaura vangomazana amene vamukwananzi vataura nyaya yekuti China yakaita urongwa hwekuti pange pachiwanikwa kurapwa nekudzivirira nekukasika kwete kuti hurumende dzinge dzichitsvaga matanho yekuti vanhu vanzi musafambe mumigwagwa nemauto nezvimwe zvakadaro asi nyaya yandichida kutaura ndeyekuti vamwe vanenge vachitaura zviri kuitika munyika dzavo. Tinonzwawo dzimwe nyika dzichinzi hadzitauri zviri kuitika. Some countries they reveal statistics and what is happening with regards to COVID-19, but some countries are accused of not revealing what is happening with regards to COVID-19. Ms. Ngomazana, what's your take on that?
10 seconds.
I believe that those countries that are not allowed to reveal has the secret to this COVID, and the rest of the world is being closed off.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. On that note, we end our show today. We had wished that we were going to be joined by some people in areas devastated by tornadoes in USA, but most of their numbers are not going through. So we've got a challenge there. Thank you so much, Miss Nkomazana. That is Nom Tandazo Nkomazana.
She's in
Mumbai, India. Then we've got Mr. Bongani Mkwananzi of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. Then we had Dr. Matthew Nyashanu in the United Kingdom. He is a medical practitioner. And signing off is Kip Stube in Washington saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, Junga Kandemiri, Maryland, Dr. Mwene Suarakanaka, Mura Rafakanaka.